This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Yasmin Mujahid, and you're listening to Serenity, streaming live on One Legacy Radio. So everyone's kind of talking about it. Either people love it or they hate it. But the fact is that we are love is in the air. In at least that's what flower shops and card shops want you to think, because yesterday was Valentine's Day. Now, there's a lot of discussion going on on the internet, and people pretty much all talking about this concept, and some people are talking about it from the perspective of whether or not we as Muslims should be engaged in these types of celebrations, and other people are talking about it from the perspective of it being kind of like a corporate holiday, and so there's different perspectives, and I actually want to talk about come at this from a different angle today, and that is that I'm not going to talk about the fiqhi aspect of whether or not we celebrate these or other holidays, but I want to talk about the heart of it, and that is about the concept of love itself. And I want to begin by talking about what love should not be, and kind of go into what, how are we taught about love from a very, very early age, in fact, and kind of unlearning some of these concepts, and then getting into what love should be. So love is a serious mental disease, or at least that's how Plato put it. And while anyone who's ever been in love might see some truth to this statement, there is a critical mistake made here. Love is not supposed to be a severe mental disease. Love is supposed to be very different. If being in love means that our lives are in pieces and we're completely broken, miserable, completely consumed, unable to function, and willing to sacrifice everything, then chances are it isn't love. Despite what we are taught in popular culture, true love is not supposed to make us like drug addicts. And so, contrary to what we've been growing up watching in movies, that type of all-consuming obsession is not love. It actually is usually tied into a different concept, which we are taught in the Quran and by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's the concept of hawa. Hawa is basically, it's usually translated as one's lower vain desires or lusts. But hawa in general is just, it's the inner inclinations that we have, whether they are of a, emotional inclinations, psychological inclinations, intellectual inclinations, those are all hawa. And so hawa is basically, by definition, that which is not from revelation, that which is not from guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger. It's what my own inclination pulls me to. And sometimes, unfortunately, there are people who take their hawa, take their own inner inclinations as a lord. And in that way, they start to worship their desires and their lusts and their inner inclinations, whether intellectual or emotional or whatever type. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes those people who follow these desires as being the most astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what's translated as, but if they answer you not, know that they only follow their own hawa, their lusts. And who is more astray than the one who follows his own hawa without guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is chapter 28, verse 50. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is describing a people who follow their own hawa without guidance. And he describes those people as being the most astray. So this means that if I have a desire for something, or I have a desire for someone, that I follow that desire and I disregard the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By choosing to submit to this hawa over the guidance of Allah,